Southeast Alaska's Regional Native Corporation has a $35 million net loss in 2013. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports from Juneau.
Sea Alaska's annual financial report lists $165 million in revenues, more than $40 million less than the previous year. It also shows $35 million in net losses. Three-quarters of that came from its construction subsidiary, which badly underestimated two federal projects in Hawaii. The report, by the way, says that company's managers are gone and bidding on similar projects has stopped. Other losses came from land entitlement costs. Those include lobbying for federal legislation transferring Tongass timberlands to the corporation. CEO Chris McNeil says despite the losses, Sea Alaska remains healthy. He says it's following a list of priorities developed about a year and a half ago.
One was to narrow the scope of our operations from companies that don't fit our strategic plan anymore, and we sold the Niprokanok operations, notwithstanding the fact that they were all profitable at the time that we sold them.
The corporation is headquartered in Juneau and has close to 22,000 Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian shareholders. More than half live outside Southeast. Shareholder and longtime critic Brad Flitch says Sea Alaska's losses are a sign of poor management, and he says shareholders should have been informed earlier.
This is just a condemnation of management and their accounting practices and their transparency. To me, it's evident of manipulation of shareholders.
The annual report shows a total loss of more than $50 million. Investments, profitable ventures, and resource earnings from other native corporations shrunk that to $35 million. CEO McNeil says the board and managers are looking for new areas of growth.
We need to be able to acquire another company in order to provide both the income and the opportunity for sustainable development and potential for employment or empowering and capacity building for our own tribal member shareholders.
Flitch doesn't like that idea. He's pushed for smaller regional business development, such as growing and selling berries or flowers.
When you read the annual report, their whole thing is about going out and buying another company, which scares the living daylights out of me. Shareholders cannot afford any more major write-offs. We actually have to start making money.
Sea Alaska's annual report comes out at a time of corporate transition. McNeil is retiring, and a new CEO should be in place this summer. Longtime board president Albert Kukesh is stepping down, though he'll continue as a director. And board member Byron Malott, a former CEO, is leaving to concentrate on his run for governor. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.